Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome, in company of Caleb McLaughlin and Gaetan Matarazzo, respectively Lucas and Dustin in Stranger Things 3.
So I want to start with Gaetan in this spy story. You're so involved with Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but find some...
And Erica.
And Erica, right?
Can't forget Erica.
She completes the theme.
It's my sister.
She's sister. She completes the theme.
You know, I found some similarities with Harry Potter, Hermione, and Ron. Did you
Actually, I never even thought of it that way, but that's funny to think about it. I feel like if it's going to be Harry, Hermione, and Ron, I think that Erica's Harry, Steve is Ron, and then Robin's Hermione, and Dustin's Neville. your sister, Erica.
I thought you said that she was Harry.
Erica, yeah, Harry. I said it. You just said who's Harry.
Oh, I'm so stupid. I'm like, you know, you have to say Harry Potter. You can't just say Harry.
You're
who's
like,
Harry?
Harry? Who's Harry? Who's
he's so, just, like, who's
so she's
is
Harry? Who's Harry Potter?
Yeah, like, this thing. I'm like, who's Harry?
Yeah, that's how I see it.
Have you watched some 80 movies with the spy stories involved Russia and all that Cold War stuff?
Do I know anything of like?
Yeah,
it seemed like Lethal Weapon.
Titles.
Seemed like Lethal Weapon, which is fun.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Wait,
like Russian spy, what? Like spy movies, like Russian spy movies. What? Yeah,
yeah,
Captain America.
Captain America. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
That's
it was
more
Russian.
German.
It was
like German.
Yeah, German.
Spy.
Yeah.
Seriously,
but that's a spy story.
Yeah.
Caleb, while I was noticing that while Will is still fighting with the idea of having to grow up, you know, that, and Mike is struggling with this relationship with Hal, I felt that Lucas is the one a bit more comfortable with this idea of growing up in this relationship with Max. What do you think? How did you feel it and live it?
Yeah, I feel like Lucas probably could have. He would have been. Let me think about this one. This one's a great question. So, basically, I felt like he was really comfortable in his skin in this season, especially now he has a girlfriend. I feel like he feels more established. Like, now I got a girl, no worries, right? But, Mike was dealing with the whole 11 and him, like, lying, and he was like, bro, you should have came to me about it with Will. I don't think he really didn't like D&D. I think he was just like, we are focusing on something more important because Mike was going through something at the moment. I'm like, D&D's always there, but let's focus on Mike because this is a disaster. I get what's happening. But I don't think he just wanted to, like, totally throw away D&D. We just didn't show that, but, I don't think he felt that way.
What do you think is the best scene for your character in this season? For your characters?
Probably
the ponies.
I'm gonna say probably Never Ending Story.
Oh,
that was
gotcha.
My favorite one to film. I think it was such a fun reveal. Gabby's awesome.
Oh, yeah, she's so cool.
She's great.
I just met her at the premiere.
I know
I
you
never
just
met her.
You never met her before. Yeah, she's awesome.
I probably met her like a long time ago.
Yeah, maybe because she's also into the Broadway kid.
Yeah,
along with you, meet Sadie. Yeah. They keep on casting Broadway kids. They really like Broadway kids. They love us.
And Caleb, for you.
Probably Lucas's action sequences.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, with his heat. The first and second season, his slingshot never
worked.
His wrist
rocket, you know?
Yeah, his wrist rocket never worked.
Though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And it worked this season. He hit Billy in the eye at the sauna test. And then, the clutch moment where the Demogorgon, well, not the Demogorgon, the Mind Flayer was about to get 11 around in the gap.
Yeah.
And he
hit the balloon.
Hit the balloon and distracted
the balloon.
Them, and everyone ran away.
Did you say balloon?
The baloney. Yeah, the balloon.
He hit the baloney.
He hit the balloon, and he was like, don't worry. I thought he was so cool. Like, he was so, like, he's like, she's like, and Nancy was like, what are you doing? I'm like, don't worry. And then he got
he's
up.
Such
and he was
a badass.
He was just like,
don't worry.
Pop. Shut. And it, yeah,
sharp
and, he, and we came in clutch with the fireworks. You see those fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
It's Lucas's idea.
That's all Lucas
like,
said.
Yeah,
he
so,
saved the day.
Yeah, he really did. So it's pretty. I think those are like his
Lucas
best.
Like,
yeah.
Like, whoa, Lucas saved
that's
the day.
That's what I'm trying to say. Everyone's sleeping on the bed. Like, come on, Lucas is a beast.
He's a beast this year.
Grazie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, we've been talking to Caleb McLaughlin and Gideon Matarazzo, actors in Stranger Things Season 3 on Netflix right now. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.